Middle Tennessee State University is setting its sights on big federal money, specifically research grants from funding agencies like the National Science Foundation. After launching a number of PhD programs several years ago, the school is trying to establish itself as a research powerhouse, WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Until last year, MTSU had fallen under a certain category when applying to National Science Foundation grants, reserved for schools with small numbers of PhD students. The advantage was that they got to submit a special application to the NSF that gave them somewhat of an edge when competing for funding against bigger schools. Think of it as grant writing training wheels.
There are benefits of having that label, but eventually, if you want to compete as a research institution, that label is going to have to fall off.
Here's David Butler, who oversees research and graduate studies at MTSU.
I think that's a very healthy thing and puts us in our own driver's seat to determine our own success.
Butler says becoming a research institution is a bit like building an all-star sports team. It takes time. If your faculty can get a big grant, then the research they do tends to be more exciting, which recruits better students, which attracts better faculty, and so on.
It just takes a while to build that team to get that momentum and move your way up into the cycle.
Butler is launching a three-year training program to teach professors how to write better grants, which he says should kickstart MTSU's research ambitions. But this comes at a time when more universities across the country are having the same line of thinking, and federal funding isn't getting much bigger, which means the process is only getting more competitive. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.